The Holy Gospel according to John, the 16th chapter, beginning with the 12th verse. Glory to you, O Lord. I have much more to say to you, but right now it would be more than you could understand. The Spirit shows what is true and will come and guide you into the full truth. The Spirit doesn't speak on his own. He will tell you only what he has heard from me, and he will let you know what's going to happen. The Spirit will bring glory to me by taking my message and telling it to you. Everything that the Father has is mine. That is why I have said the Spirit takes my message and tells it to you. This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. So I'm going to need your guys' help at the start of the sermon, actually. How's that sound? Can you sit down? I can multitask fairly well, but we'll find out. So little did you know, you guys were going to be part of the sermon too today. Did you know that? So do you know what the words I always say are to start a sermon? If you've been here, do you have them memorized yet? I've used them for 3 years. Well, I'll teach them to you, and then you can share them with them, because we're going to do this together, like I said today. All right? Repeat after me here. Dear friends in Christ, grace and peace to you from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Look at that. We started the sermon. You started it. We're off and running. This is great. Now, I know this is a song you guys know and they know because it is a timeless classic. And it's going to be the whole basis of where we're going today, okay? Because we're going on an adventure. Have you heard this song before? Scooby-dooby-doo, where are you? We've got some work to do now. Scooby-dooby-doo, where are you? We need some help from you now. Come on, Scooby-Doo, I see you. I didn't mean to go right to that verse. Apparently, now it's stuck in my head. There, I meant to go to this part. You know we've got a mystery to solve, so Scooby-Doo, get ready for your act. Don't hold back. And Scooby-Doo, if you come through, you're going to find yourself a Scooby snack. That's a fact. I don't have any Scooby snacks, though. But we have a mystery to solve today. See, you guys knew that song, right? Right? Anytime you think of a mystery, right, you think of the Mystery Gang. No? Okay. Well, I do. I think of the mystery gang coming together, and they have to solve something that is almost unsolvable. Probably could have something to do with the fact that I've been watching a lot of Sherlock Holmes, so that makes mysteries on my mind. What's the biggest mystery that you guys have ever had? Anything? No? Do you think they've had a big mystery? Have any of you had a big mystery? Who took the cookie from the cookie jar? Who, me? No! It wasn't me. Any of you take a cookie from the cookie jar? No. Good. But mysteries. And I've got a big mystery today. It's a three-part mystery. Maybe you know the answer, but who's God? You have the answer? You think they have the answer? You guys know who God is? Can you solve this mystery? It's a three-part mystery. Do you know what's going on? Father, Son, okay. Well, seems like we got a couple parts. Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Good. Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Today is Trinity Sunday. It means we're remembering Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Three parts, and we're going to go on a journey because it's a mystery that I honestly can't wrap my head around. I just can't. I've been wrestling with this, trying to understand what's going on. Does it make sense? How can three be in one? Is it even possible? It's a mystery. So we're going to go on a journey together. Shake, shake, shake. We're going to go on a journey together. We're going to try to explore these three parts, and I want you to see some of these items up close, okay? So first, let's go to this font here with Zion the Lion. Let's gather around that font. You guys know, well, we don't call him, if you know his name Zion, that's okay. But what is this? Is this a lion? That's right. And what is a lion? It's an animal, isn't it? It's an animal, that's right. It's got a tail, got that nice mane. Do you know what this is? Is it? Oh, yeah. Is that water? Yep, that's water. What do you use water for? To drink? Yeah. To have a bath. That is his tail. He uses it for a bath. Uses it to drink. Uses it to sustain you. What's this?
A grape.
Which means this is an egg, some beef, some pizza. What's all that mean? It's food, right? You guys like food, right? You see where we're going? So if we're gathered here, what could all of this possibly mean if we're looking at the Trinity? Well, let me read you a little something. It's from the Apostles' Creed. If I believe in God the Father, the Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. All right, if the creator of all, what's Luther say? I believe God's created me and all that exists. He's given me and preserves my soul, my body. He gives me food, clothing, home, family, daily work, everything I need to go day by day. Surely we ought to thank and praise him. Everything we need day by day. So what we need this, right? We need food to live. We need water to live. We need companionship, friends, family, all of that. Where did that come from? God. All right. Well, that's only one part of the mystery. Okay, so God the Father makes sense. If God made all things and is here, well, that makes sense. But there's more to this mystery. I said it's a three-part mystery, so now we got to go this way. What about this? What is this? A cross? And what's a cross make you think of? God, good, yeah, God, Jesus. Do we know what happened on that cross? Do we know what Jesus did? He did die. He died, but he was also called the bread of life. Yes, the bread of life. Very good question. But the bread of life, Jesus gives us what is needed. And we proclaim that in the Apostles' Creed. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary. There's Christmas. Suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. So we know that. Why don't we remember part of that? Who feels like they're a good hammer? You're a pretty good hammer. Can you pound in one of these nails so everybody can hear it? Good. How about one more person? All right, your hand up. Pound in that other nail. You hear that sound? I'll take that back. That sound of Jesus on the cross. What does it mean? He died. He died for us. Yeah. He died for all of us. You guys know that, right? You guys know, but it's still a mystery. What does this mean? We believe that Jesus is true God, Son of the Father of eternity. He's also true man. He's both God and man. He's redeemed us, saved us at great cost from sin, death, and the power of the devil. Not with anything of earth, but of a holy and precious blood, the innocent suffering and death. All right, so we got God that creates, God that saves. Any of you here last week? Nobody was here last week? All right, what was last week? It was Vacation Bible School, that's correct. But also, what did we talk about last Sunday? Say what? Oh, Pentecost. I heard the cross. I was like, yeah, maybe, kind of. But yeah, Pentecost, the coming of the Holy Spirit, that third part. So let's look at one more thing together in this mystery. Because it's hard. It is really hard to understand, yet there's these three parts. Let's look at this candle, this fire. Do you see much happening? Yeah. Well, I want you to know this, and this is for you guys to remember too, the Spirit of Truth. What does the Spirit do? The Spirit helps us to believe. We cannot believe in Christ or come to him on our own, but the Spirit calls us through the gospel, enlightens us with the gifts, and sanctifies us in the true faith, keeps us there. The Spirit's the one that makes it possible for us to understand what's going on. What's going on with all this? What's going on in the world around us? What's going on with the grass that's growing? What's going on with the rain? Why do we need it? Why do we need food? Some of those questions. How are we saved? How is any of this possible? It's quite the mystery. It's a mystery that I don't know, is it really solvable? Three in one? Do you guys understand what's going on? You can say no, because that's the answer I'm looking for in a way. You understand? No. Good. I don't either. But there's these three parts. So thank you guys for doing your part. You did wonderful, taking us around the tour and remembering God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. So you guys can go back to your seats if you'd like. Thank you so much for going on that tour and getting this sermon off and running and those three parts. Does it make sense to you? Does it? Perfectly? Because let me tell you, I had a sleepless night trying to put all this together, and I'm a pastor. I can't even put it together, and everything you read is like, don't you dare try to explain this, and it's perfect, because it's not. Everything you think you understand doesn't always go together. You could describe it as an apple, but that might not be quite the way to do it. You could describe it as water, but that might not be the way to do it. Any of you ever heard of the Athanasian Creed before? Raise your hand. I'm really curious if anybody knows what this is. Okay, well, that's pretty good. That's about 25%. You think the Apostles' Creed is short? It is. You think the Nicene Creed is long? It isn't. You should read the Nicene Creed sometime and try to understand what is going on. What is it we believe about the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit? Because it will drive you in circles, I feel like. It says the person of the Father is a distinct person. The Son's a distinct person. The Holy Spirit's a distinct person. And yet they're all divine and one. The Father's uncreated. The Son's uncreated. The Spirit's uncreated. It's immeasurable, 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 eternal, eternal, eternal. Yet three beings in one. One eternal being, not three. The Father's almighty. The Son's almighty. The Spirit's almighty. Father's God. Son's God. Holy Spirit's God. And yet they're one. It will drive you in circles if you try to understand this mystery. We have a mystery to solve, but can we solve it? I don't think so. But do we need to understand how all three are one? Do we need to have our heads stop spinning? Reminds me of the line from Sherlock Holmes that when you eliminate the impossible, whatever remains, however improbable, must be the truth. There's a lot of things we can eliminate, but that doesn't mean I totally understand what's going on. But what is the truth? What is the truth? The gospel for today points us again to the truth. The truth is what we can hold on to as fact. We don't have to necessarily understand how all three are together, but we believe in God the Father that created all these things. God that sustains us and gives us all we need. We know that. We know Jesus died on the cross for sins, for sin, for grace, forgiveness of sins, and eternal life. We know that. We know the Spirit brings us to God. Fills us with the Spirit of truth, fills us with the knowledge of truth, as was talked about today. We know that. So instead of focusing on the things that drive you in circles, focus on the truth. And what is the way, the truth, and the life? Who says that? Jesus. Jesus tells us. The truth is very relational between us, between God, between the three parts. It's a spirit of truth that pulls us together. Abiding in God's grace, hold on to what is certain. It's a truth that is beyond facts, beyond having to know for certain, beyond wisdom. Instead, truth is Jesus Christ. Spirit of truth guides us. The spirit of truth that calls us. The Spirit of the Father speaks and is one with Christ. Jesus is the Word made flesh, and the Spirit of truth brings us to the truth, all together in one. So what should we hold on to today on this Trinity Sunday that can drive you batties at times, trying to understand or try to explain. It's the truth. That's the end of the mystery. The end of the mystery is the truth which is Jesus Christ. So hold on to that. Hold on to those promises that are all yours and know that God is there. That's what really matters, isn't it? Knowing that God's there. God has saved you. God loves you. That's the spirit of truth. Confusing, right? Yet not. That's what I want you to hold on to, the truth today. Thanks be to God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.